Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We know your time is valuable. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
Then you sit on hold for, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, over an hour, waiting to get to chat to somebody about whatever your problem. We want to hear you about your experiences today with customer service departments, the good and the bad. Are you sick of maybe chatting to the AI chatbots to try and solve your problems? Or when did you last actually get to talk to a customer service representative? 1800 453 106 is the number. Bill is on the line. Bill, what was your experience?
How you doing? My experience was with Aer Lingus. I've been 6 weeks waiting on a refund for a delayed flight, and I've gone through the whole chatbot experience.
And what happened with the flight, first of all, Bill?
The flight was delayed by, 3.5 hours. So I think you're entitled to a refund anything over 3 hours. So I filled out the customer serve or the customer information online as soon as we got home. And I got a case ID sent to me within a day or two. And then every week since, I get an updated email just telling me, we're looking into it, we're looking into it, and so on. Mm.
So the actual process of filling out the form or the application for the refund, was okay, was it?
Yeah, it was fine, but I never got the refund. I just get a weekly email telling me, we're looking into it.
Right.
So I tried to contact them through... There, I went to contact us at their website, and I went through WhatsApp, which is a chatbot, which just sent me around in circles. And I also tried their Facebook Messenger option as well, which is the same thing. Again, a chatbot, I give them as much information as it will take, and then it says it'll put me through to an agent. And then 4 or 5 hours later, it kicks me back to the chatbot. So nothing's happened.
So it's, yeah, and you're obviously, I take it you must have had to book a different flight or something, did you?
No, I didn't. So just the flight was delayed, so I'm entitled to a refund because it was delayed over 3 hours. So I just thought I'd claim the refund, but I'm no closer to getting it.
You're no closer to getting it, yeah. I think our consumer expert and presenter of the Home Show, I think Sinead Ryan is with us. Sinead Ryan is with us on the line as well. Sinead, do you have any advice for Bill?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
I'm afraid I missed the beginning of that query, but I know that certainly that assault course that you do through AI bots can be absolutely infuriating. And sometimes it's a bit like a Ryanair book, and you nearly need to beat it to get to the end of the query. You know, they are all escalated in the end, but you have to kind of thwart it until you reach the point where it says, I can no longer help you, I'm going to have to escalate it elsewhere. And it's the old thing before chatbots were there, Andrea. It's a bit like pressing zero over and over again to try and get through to a human on the line. It can be incredibly frustrating, and trying to tough it out so that you can finally get your query answered is very, very difficult. I do find two things have tended to work for me in the past.
Mm.
The first thing, certainly when it's a text bot, is to put in a form of words that kind of frighten the life out of it. So whoever programmed it, and that would include things like putting in the regulator's terms. You know, so if you have, for instance, the aviation regulator in this case, or the regulator for utilities or communications, by actually putting in the terminology of that regulator can often bump it up into a human's.
So scare the life
inbox
out of the bot, and that'll skip you up the queue.
Exactly, because there's certain key words that will worry them and that are pre-programmed to make sure that it just doesn't keep going round in an infuriating loop. The second tip is, when you're phoning, it's to actually not phone customer services at all. It's to phone new business. Because that's where companies, you have to follow the money. That's where companies put their resources. They put it into salespeople, into new business, into getting new customers. And I have found time and time again, if you ring them deliberately and then claim it's an accidental, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry I got through to you, I wasn't expecting it. Could you now put me through to customer services? And please hold on to the line while you do it. A surprising amount of humanity can come into it there, and they can nearly feel too embarrassed not to put calls through to you.
Okay, so in Bill's case, he's 6 weeks waiting to get his refund for a delayed flight of 3.5 hours. Is that a kind of an average length of time, or?
Well, it really shouldn't be, because most of the airlines have signed up to a kind of rule that you get a back with, you get a refund that's clearly due to you now, that's not a one-off, within 7 days. So the answer there is to go to the aviation regulation and put in a claim there. Now, they can kind of carry a big stick with the airlines, so putting it through there is usually the quickest thing. Once you've been delayed that much, you are entitled to do that. Mm. So aviation regulator, you can Google it and you will find the claim form there, and you can complete it.
That might be another avenue, Bill. That might be another avenue for you. Bill's gone, is he? Bill's not there. Maybe Bill's back on hold then with Aer Lingus. Well, we've reached out to Aer Lingus actually as well about this. So if we get a statement, we'll bring that to you. Corinne is with me on the line. Corinne, what's your experience of customer service?
Hi, Andrea. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is what I find. There is no customer service anymore. I mean, you have to, if it's a chat bot trying to get through to somebody because the chat bot, it was this helpful. Absolutely not. It wasn't. I'm going through with Amazon right now trying to find, I feel like I'm on a research project to get a phone number to speak to a person. I mean, I gave up the other day. I was online for an hour trying to find a phone number to speak to a customer service representative about my books, which are going to a different, I don't know where they're going. They're
sorry, about your what?
My books that I order from Kindle.
Oh, right.
I mean, I've paid for and ordered books and I don't know where they are. So I'm trying to figure this out. But I mean, then I had just last week on with a website company, I was trying to get an email, set up an email on my website, a special business email. And I'm telling you, the chatbot, you got talking to somebody, finally, they put me through to somebody, but they're on this, the chat, but they're telling you what to do and you're doing it. And the screen that I'm looking at, he says, go here or you go there. It's completely different than what he's looking at. So we don't have, I finally frustrated, but thanks for your help. Bye. I find there is no service. Now, unless they're selling you something, then the customer service is excellent. I've never seen such great customer service. But once it's sold, forget it. You're on your own.
It's the complaint. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, with me in studio, because I know from chatting to you, Jess, like you get lots of queries and messages from people getting in touch with you and the tech show, Tech Talk, about complaints with customer service. So for Corinne and her situation with Amazon and the Kindle, who should she contact?
It sounds like she's doing everything that she is meant to do. The customer service in a lot of outlets now isn't what it should be. A lot of companies have just invested in these chatbots, but they haven't trained them properly. And the whole thing, there's been a lot of talk, obviously enough, about AI over the last wee while, and AI is going to transform and enhance customer service. There is no denying it. But a key part of AI is that there has to be a human in the loop. So at a certain point, AI will flag to a human being that it needs to be escalated to a person and it will get resolved. In the instance of big tech companies, this is by design. So whether it is that, you know, products that were delivered or weren't delivered or have gone missing or you've been overcharged or whatever it is, they make it so difficult for you to get in touch. Very often it can go on for weeks. And unfortunately, in my experience, similar to Sinead's, you firstly have to hound them. And secondly, purport that you want to engage with the sales team or the business team or the invoicing team. Like when you get a phone number now with an organization like Amazon, that is incredibly difficult. What I found personally with Amazon is that the customer service, while isn't great, the website itself does have good links, I suppose. So if you can go, Karina, to one of your receipts or your emails from Kindle, at the bottom, there will be something along the lines of, have you got a problem or whatever it may be. Very often, stuff like that, it's just not worth their time because they're still making the money. They're not making a huge amount of money from the Kindle sales. So they're not overly invested. So it is a case, unfortunately, of just hounding them.
Hounding them constantly. Jane is on the line. Jane, I believe we're talking about the good, bad and the ugly of customer service. I believe you actually work in a call centre.
Yeah, so I've worked in call centres for probably maybe 10 years now for big companies and at the moment just kind of for a little company. And the all I can say is we're just a human at the end of the line trying to do our jobs. Some of the abuse we get is disgraceful, really. And I know, because I've been on the flip side, I know how frustrating it can be sometimes to not get the answer you're looking for. But we're doing our best. It's company policies, not us, that are making it awkward. So taking it out on us is... it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get the company anywhere. It's just upsetting both of us.
Yeah.
You know?
What kind of... Give us an example of what kind of stuff you're talking about, Jen.
Well, like, there's people kind of cursing at you, telling you that you're deliberately being awkward, or that you're just unhelpful. You don't care about your job. You don't care what you're doing.
Just ignorant.
I can't think of any specifics without giving away where I work.
Right, okay. But no, yeah, fair enough.
Ignorance and rudeness, condescending, a big one. Kind of, I think because I'm a woman and the area I work kind of has a certain amount of technical in it. So they hear a woman and, put me onto a man there. I hear that a lot. I'm like, I know what I'm talking about because I work in the area, but I put him onto a man. He tells them the exact same information. And they, not very often, but there's like, you know, an element of that as well. From all angles.
Yeah, so that I can imagine, you know, like from probably, and particularly if people are, so when people are online, and I mentioned that, you know, maybe at the very outset, like waiting 45 minutes or maybe waiting an hour to try and get through to somebody, and so then they're probably waiting and they get you, Jane, and I can only imagine how they take the whole lot out on you.
Yeah, every frustration that's been building and building for that whole time, it's like it comes spewing out of them sometimes.
Yeah.
Like the place of work at the moment, at the beginning of the call, before it even gives you the options, you know, like press one, press two, whatever, before that, it says something along the lines of like, we will not tolerate abuse to our staff and any phone calls will be terminated, or, you know, something along those lines, just because it was that many of them.
Was that bad?
It was like one girl worked with her 23 years. She worked in the job and she quit. It just got too much for her.
Real God, right. Was that bad? And things I imagine have escalated obviously then as well in recent years.
Oh, it's definitely gotten worse since COVID. I don't know what happened with people's politeness and patience, but everyone is just so entitled and impatient. No, sorry, I don't mean everyone. That's a broad mean thing to say, but
there's,
you know what
percentage.
I mean? Like, a percentage of them can be very entitled and impatient and just want everything now. I'm the most important person, so you do it me now. And used to be like that. It was a lot easier before COVID.
Listener here says, I don't know, Jess, is this true? A texter is telling me that apparently if you tell the bot, the AI bot, right, that you don't want your records under GDPR, you'll get through to a human fairly quickly on the line then. Is that right?
I don't know. It depends on the bot. It depends on where and what the issue is. Like the thing, I think it's important to clarify here, right? So there's a few different types of these chatbots. They're perfect for, say, if you run a shop and you want, if I'm a customer and I want to know what hours are you open or whatever, you train the bot to understand that particular prompt and it'll give me the opening hours. There are great examples of, say, clothing stores. If I want a particular top in a certain colour, in a certain size, I can check. And again, it's been trained to serve that purpose. Where they're not great, and where you can tell when a business doesn't actually value its customers, is when it's been rolled out to deal with everything. So you're going around in loops. The bot has only been trained for, say, 10 things, but there's a whole host of issues that customers can go to the website, go to the chat function with, and they haven't invested enough time and effort into it. They're the businesses then that very often get very frustrated customers having to press three, press star, stay on hold for 45 minutes. And then when they get to speak to a human, it is incredibly frustrating. Now, that doesn't ever make it okay to be abusive to sales staff or to support staff in any sense at all. But the thing that I get frustrated by is that this is such a simple fix. If you're already investing in this technology, spend a bit more. Spend and invest to ensure that it's serving both the customer and the staff.
And you're not contacting, having to contact us or email us here at Lunchtime Live then to tell your story. Lawrence is on the line. What's your experience, Lawrence?
Relate to that kind of example that was just given there, where you're pressing three, then you press hash and you're going around in circles. I have kind of two examples. One was yesterday. I was trying to log into my online banking and I hadn't logged in a while, and the login details just didn't seem to work. So I called customer service and I pressed 3 for technical support, which was the only option kind of relevant. And that asked me to put in the same details that I was having trouble with using online to log in. I was looking for my login details.
Mm.
And then obviously they didn't work because they weren't working when I was trying to log in. And then it said, sorry, your login details are incorrect. Please go back to the main menu. So I was going around in circles and I Googled online and apparently I had to press option 5. But when I listened to option 5, like intuitively, you wouldn't have chosen option 5, you know, because it didn't kind of give you any reason to choose option 5. But when I picked option 5, I got through to a customer rep and they solved the problem. So, yeah, it's just some of it. It looks like they haven't actually, like, tested it out. You know, it's for very simple things like people trying to log into their account. You'd imagine that we kind of bog standard, you know, basic element that they'd have kind of down pat, but apparently not. And then there was a second issue I had, quite a big one last year. I set up a publishing company. I used Shopify. And I had like about €70,000, which I couldn't get access to. And the only thing I could speak to was a bot. I couldn't email anybody from the company. There was no email address. And the bot, I had a funny kind of experience with it. That was kind of sending me around in circles. And I was in touch with this bot like every second day,
yeah.
You know, trying to get somewhere. And then I was asking, can you please put me onto a human? And then they said, okay, we're transferring it to a human now, like, but still in the chat. And then someone else would say, hello, like, John here, how can I help you? And then after a while, I kind of sussed out that, oh, that's, I'm still talking to AI. And then I asked the AI, I said, I asked to speak with a human, and you said you put me through to a human, but clearly you didn't. And I apologized and says, now we'll put you through to a human. And it kept saying it was putting me through to a person and it was just putting me back. I was still talking to the boss.
Well, funny you say that. I have a text from Sharon. He says, I rang a bank, eventually got through to a human who actually then told me to go online for the answer. So a lot of the companies, Sinead Ryan, seem to be doing this.
They absolutely are doing this. And I agree with that caller. It can be almost impossible to try and determine, am I speaking to a bot, especially when it's text? Because as Jess said, a lot of them are trained for certain things that they do terribly well. You know, very standard queries and you put in the question and you get the answer back in English in the way that it like it'll say, hi, Sylvia here, or hi, Michael here, how can I help you? But the minute you stray off that, the minute you have a specific query that's local to you, you can spot immediately that they haven't a clue. But that's a very frustrating 8 or 10 minutes to get to that point.
Oh, it's so annoying. I had a situation, Jess, yesterday. I was on hold to Vodafone. I made 2 calls, but like that, you know, there was an automated message. What's your call related to? You know, was it X, Y, Z? And I'd say phone upgrade. I'm due an upgrade, you know, to change the phone. I write a contract, change the contract. And then, you know, you go through 3 or 4 motions of this. You get through to someone and then the call went dead. So I thought it was an issue with my phone. So it rang back, same thing happened again.
Yeah, but this is where you, the consumer, have the power. If you're not getting good customer service, change provider. It's the same with using, you know, whether it is Shopify for your business or whether it's using Kindle. You have a lot of power. If you're not getting the customer service and customer support, make the move and you could save money.
Tim says, always dial the sales option. Apparently that's key. You will get a human instantly. Email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. Lawrence as well. Thanks a million for sharing your story. Bill, Corrine, Jane too, and Sinead Ryan, who's the presenter of The Home Show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.